And that's what I'd ask you to strive for. Is anything standing between you and the Lord and His holy will at this moment, in thought or word or deed? Beg God for the grace to make that decision, to choose Him and His holy will. I think we complicate our life so much by our sinning and by the subsequent depression that sets in from our sinning. You know, there's only one sadness in life. Only one. And that is not to be a saint. A saint is somebody who loves God very much, but who even before that is absolutely convinced that God loves him, that God loves her. And that's our aim, to be holy. Holy means really to be full of love, especially that unconditional kind of love called the love of agape. And the Lord is always stretching us to bring out that love in our lives. He'll challenge us. That's why I invite you to make a really good confession. And we'll even hear confessions tonight after benediction for as long as anybody wants to come. But maybe we put a lid on that, though, say at 10 o'clock afterwards. Some people like to start the retreat off with a really good confession. I have a schedule of sins here, too, that might be very interesting. My nephew gave me this, maybe to help me examine my conscience. I'm not too sure. He's a priest in the Archdiocese of New York, in Peekskill, New York. And he really researched this in different places, and then he used his own mind, too. I think it's one of the best I've ever seen in my life. I think it could be very, very helpful to you. I would like you to hear this, even at the outset. The first step to a confession is to examine your conscience. The list below is based on the Ten Commandments and the teachings of the Church. You may find this list helpful in your preparation for sacramental confession. If you have questions about anything listed here, please feel comfortable to speak to the priest about it. And did you know that? That's one of the best places in the world to get clarification on things pertaining to your conscience. You may know the catechism by heart. You may know the scriptures by heart. But it's all that beautiful doctrine filters through our own conscience. Often there's danger of confusion. Sometimes you need an objective commentary, somebody who can say something about what you're not too sure about. Frequent confession, too, is the recommendation of our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI and John Paul II. And they asked them how often they should go to confession. And he said, frequently. And then he said, what do you mean by frequently, Holy Father? I'm glad you're seated for this. He said, once a month. Some of the best Catholics I know don't go but once or twice a year. They have nothing to confess. Well, this will sensitize your conscience in that regard. Maybe you will find something here. Frequent confession is very, very healthy. I remember once on Mother Angelica's program, Mother Angelica Lai, I was on that with her one day. She asked me how often I went to confession. And I was just about ready to say to her, if I thought it was any of your business, sister, you'd be the first one to know. But I didn't act sassy like that. I told her every 2 weeks. And she said she went every week. And so I said to her, well, you need to, mother. I got in with her. It's a wonderful way to keep your sensitivity to God and His expectations. A sensitivity to sin. And isn't that what we've lost in our culture today? You see, the biggest evil in the world is not sin. The greatest evil in the world is the denial of sin. Compunction, contrition, sorrow get rid of sin. But the denial of sin perpetuates the sin. And you and I are the losers in the process. And some of us have become so proficient and rationalizing our guilt away We could almost get doctor's degrees in it. One pastor in Cleveland, on the east side up there, he told me, big parish, 2,400 families too. His people have no problem at all with the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He said he thought all of his people considered themselves immaculately conceived. They don't go to confession anymore. Whom are we trying to kid? We are not the church of the Latter-day Saints. We are the church of the modern-day sinners, every last single one of us.